a pledge to punish Tel Aviv. The leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, accuses Israel of assassinating one of its senior commanders. Seyed Hassan Nasrallah says the group will punish those behind the killing of its members.
We haven't settled our accounts with Israel yet. If they think they'll succeed in that assassination, they are mistaken. The page between Hezbollah and Israel is still open and will remain open. Their punishment will come sooner or later. We will decide the place and time for punishing the real killers of Hassan Lagis and Emad Mokhniyeh and the others.
Nasrallah was referring to the December 4 assassination of Hezbollah's senior commander, Hassan Lagis. He added that all evidence points to Israel's role in the killing. Nasrallah also rejected Arab media reports about his movement's casualties in Syria, describing them as part of the psychological warfare against the resistance. Nasrallah also said the war in Syria is not a sectarian one between Shias and Sunnis. According to Nasrallah, all Takfiri and Salafi militants who are fighting in Syria share the Al-Qaeda ideology. Of course, Mona Ali Risk joins us from Beirut to tell us more about what Seyed Hassan Nasrallah has said. Well, I risk, give us some highlights of the speech made there by Seyed Hassan Nasrallah.
I think that an important highlight is the fact that, you know, as has been, we have become accustomed to over the, you know, recent speeches, is that it has been divided into two enemies, the speeches of Hezbollah, one to the Israeli enemy and one to the Takfiri enemy, which, you know, indirectly implies that that Hezbollah now is taking on Israel and is also taking on Saudi Arabia, or at least some of the high-ranking members in the Saudi royal family. He mentioned the fact that Hezbollah, that the assassination of Lagis and other Hezbollah commanders are a price which Hezbollah has paid for its successes. I think that also with respect to Takfiris as well, this issue of takfirism and the spread of takfiris is also a price Hezbollah is paying for its successes. This time, its successes in thwarting or preventing Saudi Arabia from achieving its goals. Israel, of course, is assassinating Hezbollah commanders because of the success Hezbollah has achieved against Israel and against preventing Israel from achieving its goals. And now, after Hezbollah has played a role in Syria, particularly the pivotal military role it played in Qusayr, it was able to prevent Saudi Arabia from achieving its goals. And so hence it has thwarted Israel, it's thwarted Saudi Arabia. And so maybe the prices which Hezbollah is paying, these prices are actually increasing. Now it has two enemies because it was able to stand in the way, not just of Israel, but also of Saudi Arabia. And hence both have come together to try and do harm to Lebanon and to Hezbollah. You know, there is no doubt that this increases the danger on Lebanon, increases the challenge on Hezbollah as well. But he made it clear that Hezbollah will not back down, that Hezbollah will continue to pursue its policy. He emphasized the fact, if you recall, that the battle in Syria is a battle of existence, not just of Hezbollah, but a battle of existence for Lebanon, for the region, for the Palestinian cause, I think, which shows that, you know, both sides are in to the very end. Saudi Arabia, Israel will probably go right to the end, but Hezbollah, as Seyed Hassan said, will also go to the very end, which, as I said, we have to, you know, once again stress, means very difficult times probably coming up, whether in Lebanon or in Syria or in Iraq as well.
Thank you very much for that. Ali West, of course, one of them talking to us from Beirut. Thank you, Ali.